think I would start from the beginning. I'm very, very interested in the link between our inner world, our psychology, our developmental processes, and dance, movement, body. These are two things that I'm really passionate about, and I keep seeing how I can bring them together, keep bringing them together. I kind of want to share that that I'm dealing with my inner world and my psychology ever since I'm a little kid. I guess many of you would probably identify, because we are, I think we are kind of a subculture. So dealing with my inner world compared to the outer world and the tension between the demands of that and the ability of this. And I think in the context of improvisation and this thing that you do, and the people in it are kind of the place that I can find myself and lose myself. So before I lose myself, I went and wrote down the lab and the so I can think about what is dear to me and use all the amazing minds and bodies that are here to help me research. So I studied psychology, studied the somatic system such as the Greenberg method, which is a method that works with our patterns and patterns that don't serve us and how we can change them so we can stop being getting the same situations, ailments, problems, etc. In some events for the last 18, 19 years. And then, like I said, in the process of keeping everything together, for next year, I'm thinking to either do a master's in dance in Israel or a master's in dance movement therapy. And I'm still thinking about the direction, how can dance studies inform this other realm of self-development, healing, and coping with the environment, and or the other route, from our inner working into the arts and the connection between the two. A little bit about, also want to use this time to speak about the research that I'm doing for the last year. I've been meeting with some students, friends, colleagues, starting a research lab that is looking at how to use dance and improvisation for self-development and for healing, like kind of starting to put it on the ground. What I'm interested in, or the things that I discovered, that's also coming from the Greenberg method. It's not from my own mind, although I find that it's very valuable for me. Like I started to say about the unfinished movements, unfinished gestures, unfinished business situations, using that either to nourish ourselves, kind of what we do in the beginning when we move really, really slow and follow our sensations, it will be pleasant for us. So that's a nourishing movement, expression of unfinished movement, so finding the place to dance this, sensations that are areas that are blocked, dancing them out, but also dancing, connecting with them. And it can be on the physical level, working with physical ailments, and it can be with emotional expressions, or not emotional in this general sense, but things that haven't been said or acted. You know, as children, we see something and go and grab it and it's ours. But as adults, we a lot of the time see something and we would want it, but if we know that it's not ours, but the urge is already there. So what happens to that urge? Where is it gone? And then also using dance more, I think, for me, that comes with the aesthetic side. It's framing using the movement to frame, to create structures that help to contain those expressions that are there. Because just expressing yourself, blah, 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 can create more chaos, internal chaos than order. So using this, these two components, the psychic material with kind of a and work container of awareness. And sometimes we can say we help.